Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. I'd like to wish you a very happy Easter day. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 16, verses 6 and 7. The angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." Long ago, an old man told me about an experience he'd had as a teenager during the First World War. Many of the young men from his village had gone off to fight in France. Some families received the terrible news that their sons had been killed, but one family heard that their son was missing, believed killed. Everyone encouraged them to believe that their boy would be found, but as the weeks turned to months, all hope was lost. Then much later, at the end of the war, my friend was cycling into his village and saw a huge crowd had gathered. Such a thing was unheard of in that sleepy community. In the centre of the crowd was the mother of the missing soldier. She was dancing and shouting, "He's alive!" as she held above her a telegram informing her that her son had been taken prisoner and would soon be returning home. Just imagine the joy of that mother and the celebrations that followed. Then multiply it by 1,000 to understand some small part of the amazement of the women who found the empty tomb on Easter morning. They had actually witnessed Jesus being killed. They knew that the Romans were professional killers. They had no doubt that Jesus was dead. But the angel told them to completely change their thinking. Jesus had conquered death and was alive. This staggering news changed everything. The world would never be the same again. My greatest fear when we talk about the resurrection is that we can get used to it. Many of us have heard about it since we were children, but we need to allow it to shock us and amaze us as if we are hearing about it for the first time. Our hope for the future is totally founded upon the fact that Jesus rose from death. As John Stott wrote, "Christianity is in its very essence a resurrection religion. The concept of the resurrection lies at its heart. If you remove it, Christianity is destroyed." As Christians, we are a resurrection people. And that should fill us with joy, hope, and peace, not just at Easter, but every day. So let me ask you this all-important question. How has the resurrection of Jesus impacted your life? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.